Track 11, David Clayton. David has met many famous characters during his time with radio. And hot off the press, or should I say hot off the pitch, he tells us about meeting the man who uttered a famous footballing phrase.
We've been focused on football a lot, haven't we, of late, and it was a great shame that the England men's team didn't win the European Cup final, but the journey was great anyway. And with all the kind of interest around it, I stumbled across on Channel 4, I think it was, a rerun of the 1966 World Cup final that England did win against Germany, went to extra time. That very memorable match. Now, I was about 13 at the time and remember having to draw the curtains at home because it was daytime. You did have to draw the curtains to make the room dark to watch telly back in the day. And I watched the match and I remember jumping up and down on the sofa and being told off when England won. It was great to see the match again in colour. So it was obviously filmed at the time, not videotape. It was colour film, and the excitement of the match all over again. But of course, this one was slightly different because they'd attached the television commentary of ITV to the film and synchronised it all up. So we had a commentator called Hugh Johns. Now, can you remember what ITV commentator Hugh Johns said at the end of the 1966 World Cup final? No, you can't, because people only remember the other commentator, Kenneth Wolstenholme, who I did get to interview. And commentating is a difficult job. It's basically all about ad-libbing. You cannot script it. And for many, many years, I sat beside the great Roy Waller, BBC Radio Norfolk's much-loved commentator. And Roy could make mistakes. And I do remember sitting beside him when he ad-libbed, as you do when you're commentating. And it was a moment of peak excitement in the match. He said, "The referee is looking at his whistle and he's about to blow his watch." Of course, he didn't know he'd said it at the time. Only when we heard it back did we laugh. And over the years, there have been some great commentators, haven't there? We all remember Murray Walker, the voice of motor racing. He could make a few gaffes. Peter O'Sullivan, who had that deep voice that got higher and higher and higher as the horses galloped to the winning line. And then, of course, the wonderful David Coleman, a kind of mercurial, I would call him, commentator. He'd often get it right, but he'd sometimes get it wrong and he'd get overexcited. I remember one commentary when, I can't remember the match, he said, "He's running down the wing, he'll never score from this, but 1-0, stuff like that. But I did get to meet and interview Kenneth Wolstenholme. Now, he, of course, was the BBC commentator at that 1966 World Cup final that England won. And he came out with the iconic line, and you're probably thinking about it in your head. I can't remember why I was interviewing him on Radio Norfolk back in the mid-80s. I think he'd written a book, and often, if you wrote a book, you went round the radio stations to promote it. And I wanted to ask him about that famous line he'd said, but I didn't want to sort of major on that, because here he was about his book, and he'd done lots of commentating since. But I did at one point say to him, about that line at the end, he said, "Well, it just came to me. It just happened. It was a complete spur of the moment." And I said, "Would you say it for me again now?" And he was such a charming man. He didn't have to do this. He said, "Of course." And he said it on Radio Norfolk in about 1984, many, many years after he'd uttered those words ad-libbed, but they'd gone into history, and it went like this. The match had gone to extra time. It was at the end of extra time. England were 3-2 up against Germany after a bit of a controversial goal which a Russian linesman gave. Anyway, it was 3-2. They wanted the match to end. At this point, off down the pitch goes Jeff Hurst with the ball, and he kicked the ball and towards the goal. And just as he did it, Kenneth Wolstenholme was heard to say, "There are people on the pitch. They think it's all over." And just at that moment, Jeff Hurst scored and he went, "It is now." And "They Think It's All Over," of course, became the title of a television programme. An immortal line, which he said off the cuff, and it's haunted him ever since. Sadly, he died many years ago. Such a gentleman in the radio studio to do that for me. And here's the thing, after the interview, I would have happily sort of dropped him a line to say, "Thank you very much for coming in." He wrote to me and thanked me for the interview. What a gentleman, the late, great Kenneth Wolstenholme.
And here comes Hurst. He's got some people are on the pitch. They think it's all over. It is now. It's four. And Charlton.
Thank you, David. Well, it's all over for David Clayton's contribution, but we've still got plenty more to come.